Today we have a distinguished panel with us. We're going to be discussing standards, their importance, and NIJ's role in the standard development process. Last year at this conference, I gave a presentation, and basically what we talked about then was what are standards and why do we need them and how important are they. This year we're going to talk about NIJ's position in the standard development organizations throughout. We have representatives from NIOSH, from NIST, from NFPA, from IAB, and from Department of Homeland Security. Each one of these agencies are involved in the setting of standards, just like NIJ, but we each do it a little bit differently. And our piece of that pie is what we're here today to talk about, because we all try to leverage what each other are doing. We try to coordinate our efforts so that we don't duplicate our resources, and we streamline everything so that we produce, in the end, the most representative standard that can be leveraged throughout all the other agencies and everybody else can use them. Briefly, let me mention that NIJ has been establishing standards for 30 to 40 years. Our flagship standard is the body armor standard. Many of you probably have heard about that. But since then, we've developed so many other standards, anywhere from security systems for windows to reel-to-reel tape recorders for courtrooms, etc. So what we've tried to do in the last 5 or 6 years is develop a new process wherein we bring ourselves more into alignment with the way the rest of the world is developing standards. So today you're going to hear about other agencies, regulatory, voluntary, private sector, and the way other people are doing this, the same thing that NIJ is doing. Recognize one thing, that NIJ's piece of this standard setting development process is that we represent state and local law enforcement agencies. So most of the standards, or all the standards that we develop and that we work on, are articulated and brought to us by law enforcement and correction officers. So once it's articulated and identified to us as a need or a gap in the industry, then NIJ approaches that, and that's where we try to establish standards. Most of the individuals on our staff today, or on our panel, actually contributed in the development of a recently drafted standard, the Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Law Enforcement Standard for Ensembles. But it's still in the review process, but the thing is, what is significant is the first time the NIJ introduced this particular process, wherein we brought together individuals from all the different organizations. We brought in practitioners, we brought in experts, and we brought them in every month for 2 to 3 days. We sat at a table and we discussed development of the standard. It took us 2 years to do it, but I think it's a robust standard, and the entire community is waiting for it to be developed. Right now it's in a review process, soon to be published. Without further ado, I would like to introduce our first speaker. Gordon Gilliman is from NIST. He is the chief of the Standard Services Division at NIST. He is the Conformity Assessment Advisor for Homeland Security at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. His responsibilities include assisting in policy development related to standards and conformity assessment and designing conformity assessment programs for the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies. Mr. Gilliman previously worked with Underwriters Lab in Washington, D.C., based Government Affairs Office. He has developed and conducted presentations and extensive seminars on safety, conformity assessment, equipment design for compliance and harmonized standards, and trade issues for domestic and foreign government and industry. Gordon has earned his bachelor's degree from the Bradley University. And Gordon, if you don't mind?